The whole night previous to the day on which the procession was to take place, the swindlers pretended to work and burn more than 16 candles. People should see that they were busy to finish the emperor's new suit. They pretended to take the cloth from the loom and worked about in the air with big scissors and sewed with needles without thread, and said at last, "The emperor's new suit is ready now." The emperor and all his barons then came to the hall. The swindlers held their arms up as if they held something in their hands and said, "These are the trousers, this is the coat, and here is the cloak," and so on. They are all as light as a cobweb, and one must feel as if one had nothing at all upon the body, but that is just the beauty of them. "Indeed," said all the courtiers, but they couldn't see anything, for there was nothing to be seen. "Does it please your majesty now to graciously undress?" said the swindlers, "that we may assist your majesty in putting on the new suit before the large looking glass." The emperor undressed, and the swindlers pretended to put new suit upon him, one piece after another, and the emperor looked at himself in the glass from every side. "How well they look! How well they fit!" said all. "What a beautiful pattern! What fine colors! That is a magnificent suit of clothes!"